You are listening to BensTorah.com.
We're going to talk about the menorah today and something called the butina de carbonisa, which something which is called the light of darkness. But let's start with the Rambam. So the Rambam says in Hilchos Tamidim Musaf in Perek Gimel, Dishun haMenorah v'Tov HaSaneris, meaning cleaning the menorah and preparing the candles, b'boker u'bein arba'im mitzvah aseh. If you do it in the morning and at night, that's mitzvah aseh. There is a positive commandment to clean both, to clean the menorah and to prepare the candles. Sheneamar yaroch oisa Aaron nuvonov. It says the pasuk yaroch oisa, Aaron has to prepare. And Rashi already says, right, the main preparation of the ner is pouring oil into it, right, pouring shemen. V'adlokas aneiros lechas haShabbos, the Rambam goes and continues. In Alochit Beis, the Rambam continues, Ma'u dishun ha-menorah, meaning how do you clean the menorah? Kol ner shechova mesira psila v'chol ha-shemen shebener. When there is a candle that went off, you take away the wick, you take all the remaining oil, and you clean it off, and you add it, put a new wick, and you clean up, and you put more oil. Whatever you clean up, you throw it out. And says the Rambam, a very puzzling idea, that lighting the candles in themselves is a preparation of the candle, right? And we'll soon see. So in other words, there, as the Rambam will say, there's no mitzvah to light the candles. The Rambam will say the mitzvah is to prepare the candles. But the Rambam says, preparing and cleaning is very simple. You clean up the old one, you throw out the wicks, you throw out the oil, you add new oil, add new wicks. And lighting the candles is also a form of preparation. And therefore, every lighting the candle is a preparation, is a form of preparation. But if you found a candle that went off, you have to fix it up. You have to just fix it. You don't have to put it off. If your candle still remained, you just add more oil, and etc. is a form of preparation. Rab Chaim here, there's a famous Rab Chaim, and Rab Chaim asks the obvious question. Asks Rab Chaim, v'tzori chiyun divri Rambam. The Rambam makes no sense. Shekos v'dad lokas aneris atavosav, it says like this. The Rambam tells you that lighting the candles is a form of preparation. Says Rambam, v'ri lehedim v'or biyum adavchodat avas aneris avoyde, v'ad lokal av avoyde. The Gemara says clearly, the preparing and cleaning the candles is the avoda. That is the kind of work and service that the Kohanim have to do. But lighting is not. Technically, somebody doesn't have to be a Kohen. So if the Rambam understands that lighting the candles is a form of preparation, it should be the same as any preparation that you should need a Kohen. And the Gemara says clearly, don't need a Kohen to light the candles. The Rambam himself says that preparing, cleaning the candles cannot be done by a Israel, by a Jewish person, which is not a Kohen. But lighting could be done. So the Rambam and the Gemara themselves say that preparing the candles is not lighting. The Rambam says that atova saner is yadlokosam. Lighting the candles is also preparing it. If it's preparing, you should require a Kohen. And the Rambam himself and the Gemara says you don't need a Kohen for adloka, for lighting it. V'anire muchach midas haRambam. The Reb Chaim here says something amazing. He says the following: the svira the kolikach milas adlokas there is a mitzvah be'etzem ma'ase adloka. Al korchach, the Rambam is learning like this. There is no mitzvah to light candles of the menorah. Kim the ikar mitzvah u'shiyu aneiros dolkim tomid. The ikar of the mitzvah, the main idea of the mitzvah, is not to light the candles, is to make sure that the candles are lit. The mitzvah is not to light candles, is to have the candle, to make sure that the candles are lit. In other words, it's for you enabling the candles to be lit. That's what the Rambam means to say that lighting the candles is a form of preparation. What is Hatov? Hatov is preparing the candles to be lit. If the candles are not lit, you're not preparing anything. So in other words, you need to prepare the candles, because that's the mitzvah, in order to enable it to be lit. And therefore, lighting the candles is required for the candles to be lit. So it's a form of preparation. Mas in ken it's my sad lock ein a shayeches liker ki mitzvah zu. The lighting of the candles is not a mitzvah. The mitzvah is to have the candles lit. And therefore, the preparation is a mitzvah, and lighting is a form of preparation. That's why there's a very big distinction. The addition is in the sashemen to go and clean up the candle and to pour oil. You are enabling it to be lit. That's why it's called an avoda, and that's why this is a chelik of the avoda. This is the service. But to light the candles, the love better myself locker should become mitzvah. Lighting the candles is not a mitzvah. There's no mitzvah to light candles. It's only to make sure that they are lit. That's why it's not a service at all. Lighting is not part of the service. The din avoda chalos harak al etzem amayse. Avoda and service is when there is a required action. Cleaning, preparing is a required action. Having it lit is not an action. And therefore, lighting the menorah is also not an action, is not a service. So every single thing that you are enabling the candles to be lit, that's a mitzvah, and that is service. Lighting is not. That's why lighting is not an avodah. Lighting is not the service a czar, a stranger, Israel can do. And the question is that this makes no sense. In other words, the Rav Chaim is saying something very clear. The mitzvah is not to light. Mitzvah's menorah doesn't require lighting the candles. It requires the candle should be lit. Okay? Now, what the mitzvah is and what the service of the Kohen is to prepare the candles to allow them, to enable them to be lit. And therefore, cleaning and pouring shemen is avoda. It's called the service, and a Kohen has to do it, nobody else. Good. But lighting the candles is also enabling. You can never have lit candles without lighting them. So lighting the candles is also a preparation. So says the Rambam, is a preparation. But that preparation of lighting is different, because that preparation is not a service and doesn't require a kohen. And the obvious question to Rabbi Chaim is, 1 second, preparing the candles with cleaning and adding oil, it's service mitzvah, because you're preparing the candles to be lit. But lighting is not. Why one is an enabler, the other one is not? So the biurim, everybody talks about it, and he says, so we ulei ha'avona bezeh degeder ha'tova letaken not lidlo ketikunam. What the ha'tova, meaning the service of cleaning, is to make sure that the candles lit properly. Ve'amitzvei she'yaneir masav shel dolok. It's in other words to prepare the candle to be lit. Ve'zor is batzav ve'der. This is how you prepare candles. It's a preparation of the candles. The mitzvah is to prepare the candles. To light the menorah, right? You're not preparing the candles. You're lighting, you're bringing fire into it. That is not a service, not a preparation. The preparation, says Reb Chaim, is a preparation in the menorah. You have to take the menorah and make the menorah ready for it to be lit. So you're preparing the menorah. The preparation of the menorah is cleaning, adding oil. Lighting is not a part of the menorah. The fire is what you put on the menorah. That fire is not a mitzvah, because the mitzvah is to be lit. It's a preparation to enable it to be lit, but it's not a preparation of the menorah, it's a preparation of the fire. That is not a mitzvah. That's what he says. Now, the lighting is not a peula in the etzema mitzvah. Right? So I heard the thing right. Moving the coals to the menorah, it's okay, because you're putting it to the menorah. Anything that you're doing to the menorah, putting the fire is not. This is what a menorah is. The definition of a menorah is, it's a instrument, is a kli that is ready to receive fire. So if you prepare it to receive fire, it's okay. The fire, to have fire, to have light, is a mitzvah. But to make light is not a mitzvah. So to bring the fire, you bring something additional to the mitzvah, to the menorah, that's not a mitzvah. It's not a service. A kohen could do it. You're like just bringing fire. You love mindset. It's not an action on the menorah. It's an action that brings the fire. And that's why it's not a mitzvah. So the Chaim says, according to the Rambam, you have something very funny in the menorah. Preparing the menorah, it's a mitzvah. And it's a service only a kohen can do. Lighting the menorah is not a mitzvah. But lighting the menorah is not even a preparation that requires a kohen, because it's a preparation outside of the menorah. It's basically something divorced from the menorah. It's bringing fire into the menorah. That is not a preparation and is not a mitzvah. And you could do, even a Israel can do it. Rambam says you could take technically the candles outside, the guys light it. And that's funny. So preparing is a mitzvah, but preparation has to be the menorah to be prepared, not an outside preparation of bringing the fire. And the question is, why not? It looks such an odd mitzvah. Preparing the menorah is a mitzvah. Preparing it by bringing an outside fire, that's not the mitzvah. So technically, you can never light the menorah and have the menorah lit without the fire. But the preparation is a preparation of the instrument of the vessel of the menorah. If the vessel is prepared, that's a mitzvah. The fire is not part of the vessel. Never the fire is part of the vessel. The two obvious questions here is, what kind of crazy mitzvah is this? But not only that, why can't the fire be the part of the menorah? Like Harold said, coals can be part of the vessel. Why not the fire? Question number one. Let's now look at other questions. This is a very important foundational idea of understanding creation. The Rambam in Halacha Tetzayin, right? Rambam says another oddity about the preparation of the menorah. There were seven candles. You did not prepare the seven at once. What you do is you prepare five neros, five candles you prepare, you clean up. And then you do some service. We know that's a discussion in the Gemara if you do Korban HaTomid or if you do the Ktoret. And then he comes back again, and he does the remaining two. So he has to split the preparation, the cleaning of the menorah is split into five candles. You do something in between. You go out of the Beis HaMikdash of the Echal, and you come back. To create noise, to create, in other words, to make sure that there is activity in the Azorah. Now, we know that this is the Gemara in Yuma, I'm sure everybody's learning now this in Daf Yomi. The Gemara quotes Samachloikes, why do you split five in two? The reason why you split is to make noise, to make activity, to show that, because otherwise the Beis HaMikdash is very quiet. So to bring some kind of action, so you divide. That's Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Baboiker Baboiker, the pasuk says twice in the morning, Chalkei Ulishne B'korim, that you have to divide the morning into two parts. So you split five and two. Okay, so one, Rabbi Yochanan holds because it says twice, the morning, you split into two mornings, five and two. According to Rish Lakish, you do it to create noise and to create activity in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara says, later, why do you divide five into? Why do five and then two? Navi atovas shtei neros bereisha. One second. Why don't we do two and then five? Why five and two? Says the Gemara. Kiven de'askei avid ruba. Once you start, you do the majority. Venavi shis asks the Gemara. One second. If you do the majority, why don't you do six and you split and you do the seventh separate? It says beitiva saneris yaktirena. It says that the ktoret is brought when you prepare the candles in the plural. Veneris b'chasmishtam, so you have to leave two candles. So the cleaning is divided five in two. Now, machloket Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. Rish Lakish holds you do this to create noise and activity in the Azorah, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, you do this because the pasuk says baboker baboker. In the morning, you divide it in two. The Rambam appears to say that you do it, why? You do this to create activity. So it sounds like the Rambam passes like Rish Lakish. And the obvious question is, it can't pass like Rish Lakish. Because Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, and there's an argument, Allah is like Rabbi Yochanan. So how does it pass like Rish Lakish? So there is a klichemda. The klichemda says the following idea. It's an amazing klichemda. The klichemda says, when the Rambam says that you do this to create noise and activity in the Beis HaMikdash, it's not why you split. The reason why you split between five and two is because the pasuk says, baboker, baboker, the morning says twice morning, that you have to divide into two parts of the day, into two parts of the morning. And it has to to be a korban. That's it. But the Rambam is only bothered. Why does the Kohen have to go out of the Beis HaMikdash and come back to the Zohar? He goes out of the Eichel and he comes back to the Eichel. Why does he do that? Why don't this thing stay there and wait? Let the korban be done outside by the Mizbeach, and then he continues. Anyway, the Kohen didn't do it. Where does he have to go out and come back? In other words, the reason why he goes in and out is to create noise, to create activity, to show that the Eichel is not quiet. In other words, to create some kind of action. Really, Pascha like Rabbi Yochanan. Is the reason why you have to do this avoid acheres? You have to do a korban in between, either tomid or the Torah. You have to do something in between, and has nothing to do with the Rish Lakish. So Rish Lakish holds you do this to create action. Rabbi Yochanan argues it's a posuk. It's a gzeras hakosav. It's a din deraisa mina Torah. You have to split it because it says baboyker baboyker. The Rambam only says that Rabbi Yochanan concedes to Rish Lakish that you should do it in a way that you create noise, that you actually make it a happening, make action. Right, you create some action. So that's why when you interrupt, you go out and you come back in. That's why Kidei Larg Shazora. But says the Klichemda, the Falu, he says, but even though you split into five and two, it's only one mitzvah. The mitzvah is to clean the seven candles. It's not that there's two mitzvahs, because the post says, Baboiker Boki, the morning that you have two mitzvahs. One of them is to clean five candles, and one is to clean seven candles. No, two candles. The mitzvah is one, to do seven candles. Because it says, the imkin, amai lo yabazeh shnei kohanim? Man, why didn't there is one kohen that does the five and the two? If it's two mitzvahs, you should have one kohen do the five, and one kohen do the two. If we do two mitzvahs, two people should. We know that we try to make the mitzvahs by as many people as possible to create Berov Amadras Melch. Berov Amadras Melch means that the honor of a king is to have a multitude. So if you could do the mitzvah with more people, you always try. So if the essence will be two mitzvahs, one of them to clean five, it says Baboiker, and then it says another two. So you'd require two kohanim. But the fact that you have only one coin, that the coin cleans five, goes out, and then comes back and cleans the other two, it's a proof that that's only one mitzvah. Therefore, the same coin has to come back. Why? Because you can't divide the same mitzvah into people. If you start a mitzvah, you have to finish. So therefore, the guy who started the five has to finish the other two. Because if he doesn't do that, he's interrupting the mitzvah in the middle. So here is very funny. It's a mitzvah that needs to be interrupted. Not only to be interrupted, the Rabbi Yochanan holds that you go out of the Azora. Where do you ever see such a thing, a mitzvah that you split it into? More than that, moreover, look at the Mikdash David. The Ina Tova Saneris. Hoysa Nasis Bishnei Peomim. The Mikdash David says, you realize that cleaning the candles was done in two stages. You clean up five candles, and then you do either the ktoiras, either the incense, or bedam atomit, or you pour the blood of the korban atomit. The Gemara asks, lama mitivim v'choizrim mitivim? Why do you do this in two stages? That's famous Gemara's kash. Why do you do? Yeah, so Rebbe Elchanan, finally we got introduced to Haravad Rebbe Elchanan Adler, is a Rishiv in YU, and he's just said it. Mari Kurkus, yes, also, is true. He also says that Rebbe Elchanan agrees le'argish es azor. He also says the same thing like the Klichemda. The reason to make the noise, that's why he leaves the court, the Beis HaMikdash. The same idea. And he says, continues, look what he says. Now, and Rabbi Rish Lakish holds is to create noise. That's the whole interruption is for that. Rabbi Yochanan holds now, Baboiker, Baboiker, Chalkil, Shtib Korim. It says twice, Baboiker, Baboiker, to divide. Rashi holds that this interruption, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's a din deraisa. The Torah says to divide it. But according not to Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rish Lakish, is only the Rabbanan. Okay? Says it can't be. It has to be Minatora. Even according to Rish Lakish, that is to create noise. has to be min haTorah, because echad loichi v'zeh min haTorah shishlan urchal lebeemtz avoyed v'tzorach min alan. How can you split a mitzvah? You never do that. Not only that, to go out and to come back, it could be a case of biyah reconis. It could be that you're coming into the Mishnah for no reason, that you're not allowed to do that. So it has to be min haTorah. Even the Deso Tosishonin says, according to Rash, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's a gzeras hakosov. According to the Shlokish, it's not a din deraisa, but it's still deraisa, to create noise in the Azora, to basically to create action in the Azora, you have to split it. The questions are so obvious. According to Rabbi Yochanan, why is there such a crazy mitzvah that you split into five and two, right? And the aloha is you have to leave two. And that's min haTorah. Now, even according to Rabbi Yochanan Shlokish, you're telling me that according to Rish Lakish, the din of the Torah to create action in the Beis HaMikdash, why didn't you put some kind of a sound system? I don't know. Maybe people create a dancing. You could create some kind, you know, that people would create a ruach. Let them create a dance to split it. That's the way to create a ruach. You split the mitzvah to create a ruach. And Tosfos Yeshayahu says, that's a din min haTorah. Min haTorah, you have to split the two, either because it's a posuk or because this is the way how you create action in the Azora. To create action by separating, and why do you go out and you come in? This is something which is so odd, it makes no sense. So that menorah is something fascinating, right? The preparation of the menorah is a mitzvah. Anything else is not. Why? Number two, we just see that now even when you prepare, you have to split the preparing to five and two. And the preparation that you split is min haTorah. And you have a death splitting. You've got to create noise. It has to wake people up. It creates action. And that's min haTorah. So part of the preparation is to create the ruach. And why is that ruach created, that noise, that activity in the Azor is done by splitting five and two? Okay, that's the second question that we have.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Okay, so these are the first two questions. And now I'll show you a third question, which is a ritva. This ritva is not like the Rambam, but the ritva says something also very odd on this idea of splitting five in two. And he explains this in the Gemara Yuma. In the few days, it says like this. The Tara de Masechta Yuma says, we know that there is a machloikis. There's a discussion of how the menorah was laid out. Was it laid out from east to west? And then the Ner HaMarovi, the famous Ner HaMarovi, meaning the west and the most one on the west, right? That one had a special idea that it was miracles to it. So it was in the west, right? It was in the east, but it was one far removed, but they were put into that idea. So it says, if you hold that, stay near as Mizrach is Ashenu Amarovi, and in the two most eastern candles, the eastern one makes the one, the first one is the western one, is the Marovi, to the previous one. So there are two candles on the east. One is called the eastern one. The next one is one removed. It's called the western one. So those two candles are very special because the western one is the famous Ner HaMarovi. Sharishon Oiso Oiso Marovi. So the two candles make sense, says the Ritva. The two candles make sense because one is the eastern one and the other one is the western one. Those are very special candles. So according to that Mandomer, you're right, they would not clean the seven at the same time. Then you have an interruption between. But he says, but if you hold that the menorah was laid out from north to south, which means the Ner HaMarovi, the famous Ner, the western candle, was in the middle of the menorah. So there's no two and one. So he says, in this case, there was no break between five and two. Ela madlik shivosam kechad. You write the seven at once. So the Ritva says, which is not like the Rambam, because the Rambam holds the menorah was from south to north, right? So the Ner HaMarovi, the famous western candle, was in the middle of the menorah. And he still split five and two. But the Ritva says a huge chidush, that when the Gemara in Yuma says that you split between five and two is because the two are very unique candles. One of them was the Ner HaMarovi, and the other one was what made it into Ner HaMarovi, because the Ner HaMarovi, the western, is not the one that's closest to the west, is the one once removed from the east. So those two candles are very unique. Therefore, you split them up. But in a regular case, you don't split them up. and explains the magia. The person who wrote the notes, he explains, and he says, because indeed, those two canons are unique, and therefore you split them up. And the question is, Niramaravi, the Western candle, is unique, right? But that you split the cleaning, that you split to create noise in the Azora, what does it have to do with the noise? And even according to Rabbi Yochanan, this is a special posok. There you split. This is now a new thing. The Ritva wants to say that this applies, it's like a derivative, is a subset of the Nirmaravi. What does the splitting have to do with Nirmaravi? Nirmaravi is a Nir that was a miracle, that the candle lit forever. And at least in the beginning of the Beis HaMikdash, that candle never went out. It was a miracle candle. Okay. But because of it, you split it. Why? To make it more Choshuv? And according to Reish Lakish, this is what you create noise in the Azora. And why according to Rabbi Yochanan, unless he argues with the Rambam, but simply he has to also go out. Why is that? According to Reish Lakish, it makes no sense. Even according to Rabbi Yochanan, this is a special din on Nirmaravi. What's the pshat did it for? So going back, we have three basic questions in Halacha. The first question is the Rab Chaim. Rab Chaim says the mitzvah is to clean and prepare the candles. But what we prepare the menorah? You have to prepare the menorah to make it allow, to prepare a vessel to be ready to be lit. But even though you cannot light the menorah without lighting it, so technically a preparation is lighting, and the Rambam says, lighting is part of the preparation, but that's not a mitzvah and that's not a service because you're not preparing the menorah, you're just enabling the fire to come. What kind of a mitzvah is this? And why this is such a funny mitzvah? Why is that so? The number two is the concept of splitting five and two. Why do you split five and two, right? And the halacha is the gzeiras hakosa. The pasuk says you have to leave two candles. What's the idea of splitting it? And not only that, what's the idea of creating noise in the Azora to create action? What does it have to do with anything? And then the Ritva says this is a din in the Maravi. This is a derivative, as an extension of the miracle of the Ner Maravi. If it's an extension of the miracle of the Ner Maravi, which according to the Ritva only applies if the menorah is laid east to west, but if the menorah is laid north to south, the Maravi is in the middle, that doesn't apply. First of all, why is it a din on that on the Nirmaravi and Lehargish es Azor to create noise and action in the Azor? What does it have to do the Nirmaravi? Why is that so important and critical? To answer all of this, we're going to go ahead and learn truly what the menorah was, and I think it's very fascinating. And I'll start first with, there is a Sefer Or Torah. Or Torah is the Sefer written about Torah by the son of the Gro, and the Yitzchok Kaizichover, right, that we've been learning so much, wrote a Pirush. Okay, the Pirush is called O Torah on the Malos HaTorah. Malos HaTorah is a Sefer of the Rav Avraham ben Agro. And he wrote a Pirush. Look what he says. Shalidei avodas ha'odah b'Torah mitzvos mali he'ora lemala. A person in this world, by doing what's right, Torah and mitzvos, you bring light to above. You allow the world to transcend. Ve'achar kach moishu shefa min lemala. Not only you transcend the world, you bring kedusha to here. A person with his right actions creates connection. Ve'ora Torah nimshal lemaim. Ve'zeu shekosa kodesh baruch hu besoros ba'aluyos chasaneiros el mul pnei menorah yirushim chasaneiros. That's why we have the menorah. Ve'em shiva, this seven had the seven branches of the menorah, Hem Shiva Mudim Shoilam Medalim, those are the seven foundations that the world stands on it. The world stands on seven, basically seven foundations. In essence, we have seven Chumashim. You realize that, right? You realize that our Chumash is divided in our Parsha. Even though there are only five Chumashim, we know that in the middle of Parshas Baloischa, there is something called Vayihi bin Soya Horon. Vayihi bin Soya Horon, they are two Nuns. They're called the Nunam in Zorim, the two backwards Nuns. They are like brackets. They separate. So Sefer Bamidbar is divided into three. The first part, Parshas Baloischa, we have right afterwards Vayihi bin Soya Horon, and the second part of a Bemidbar. So in essence, we have seven Chumashim, which is seven Chumash Torah, Keneged Kol Ma'aseh B'Shivat Yomim, which is Keneged the seven foundations of the world, which is Keneged the 7 days of creation. So seven Sefer Torahs, seven foundations. What does that mean, right? But look what he quotes B'Shem Agrove. Shamati B'Shem Admor Hagoyen Zatzal. I heard, says, he never heard it in person, right? Because Yitzchok Kazichov lived afterwards. But he heard in the name of the Gro the following. This idea is in the beginning of every Chumash. Beparshas Bereishis, you have Zayin Teves. You have seven words in the first Pasuk of Bereishis. Neged Shiva Sanderos. Keneged the seven candles, seven branches of the menorah. Beparshas Veil Shmois, in the beginning of Shmois, Yudalev Teves, there are 11 words. Neged Yudalev Kaftorim, Keneged the 11 Kaftorim, the 11 balls in the what you call the menorah. Those are the 11 psukim of Sefer Shmois. Beparshas Vayikra, Parshuk Rishon, the first pasuk, Parshas Vayikra, they are test tables. They are 9 words. Neged test prochem, Keneged the 9 flowers of the menorah. The menorah has a very precise kind of design, right? There were 7 branches, there were 11 balls, 11 kaftorim, and there were 9 flowers. So he says that adds up. Now, in Pasuk Rishon shel Parshas Bamidbar, in Parshas Bamidbar, he has 17 words, which is Keneged Goiva shel HaMenorah, Keneged the height of the menorah, Yud Ches Tfochim. The menorah was 18 Tefach, Vihu Ad Yerech Ad Pircha. So you measure it until the beginning, until the base. Vihu Ad Bichlal, until the base. So until the base, there is 17 Tfochim. 17 Tfochim, the height of the menorah, is the 17th words of the beginning of Bamidbar. In the first pasuk of Devarim, there are 22 words, Keneged the 22 Gvim, the 22 cups, little cups, right? Not the flowers, but the little cups, the 22 cups. So 22 cups altogether. So Beposuk Rishon Advarim, okay, Vumash Omar David, Pesach Dvorecha Yovir Bibim Soim. The Torah lightens us because the Torah has all the kupsukim are the components of the menorah. So if you add Dvorim, Shmois, and Bereishis, and Vayikra, Chobeis, Yudalevetet, if you add 22, 11, and 9, those are 22, and there's 33 plus 9. Right, 42. Hem neged shemen beis. That's a shemen beis. Shabod nivra ha'olam. This is the world. This shemen beis we spoke, the 42, which is the 42 that the world was created with. We saw beis talk about the name 42. Kol echad kol misheva shemos in the parshas Bereishis. We know that the 42 is 7 shemos. Is the ana bekoach, right? The ana bekoach is Rabbi Duchunya ben Akana spelling out the names, which is 7 times 6, and you have, as you told, the Baharad, right? The first Moilad is 42 letters from base of Bereishis until the head of Tohu. From the Hay of Tohu to the Reish of Vayomer is 42 letters, and from the Reish of Vayomer until the Dalet of Vayavdel, the separation is 42. 42 is always the separation, right? We're going to soon see. This 42 is the shame the Moshe Rabbeinu was told at the Sne, Eke Asher Eke. When God says, I will be what I will be, the Eke is 21. 21 times 2 is 42. God says, I am who I will be, is the concept of the developing of the names. The idea is how the God says, I'm going to show myself, to represent myself with names. When God presents himself, that's the 42. That's why the journey from the Midbar to Eretz Yisrael is 42. Always the concept of 42 is the conjunction between the sun and the moon. The God says, I will be what I will be. I will create a process. Rashi says, I will be with you here, I will be with you there. And like Chazal say in the Medrash, Hashem says, my name will change according to the circumstances. So that is 42. And 42 translates into 7 names of 6. And the idea of it, of Arna Bekoach, is that you're going to see that the world has 7 foundations. And the 7 foundations, each one of them has, which are called the 7 Midas. Is Chagat, we know that there are 6 ways how Kshmok expresses himself. It's called Chesed, Gbura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod Yisoid. Those are the 6, the famous 6 Midas, the 6 attributes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then the 7th, which is our ability to recognize and put it together, which is Keneged Shabbos. Keneged is 6 days in Shabbos, right? So that number, how everything connects together, is 42. 6 times 7 is 42, which is the same as Eke Asher Eke. So he explains the following. Kol Echad, Kol Yisheva, now, Vesheva Haneris. So 42 is the structure of the Benoira. We just spoke about it, right? 42 is adding 11, 22, 11, and 9, right? Which is Dvorim, Vayikra, and Shmois. Dvorim, Vayikra, and Shmois. If you put it together, it's 42. And that is the structure of the menorah. That's how God develops himself, the former presentation, Eke Asher Eke. Then there are 7 branches of the menorah. 7 branches are the 7 days of Bereshis, Neged Mem Teh Sharibina. Altogether, 42 and 7 is the famous 49 Sharibina, the 49 gates of understanding. Shekulam Nitnu LeMoshe. Moshe Rabbeinu got it. So 42, the structure of the menorah. The 7 branches are Keneged, the 7 Yemei Hamaise, Ve'akol Kol Batoira. And that's Torah. That's why they say the first 4 Chumashim, right? Bereishis 7, Shmois, Vayikra, and Dvorim, altogether 42. And it says, Ve'amenorah Atzma, and the menorah itself, put it together, which is Mikshoachas, made out of one solid piece. All of this was made out of one solid piece brought together. This is the 50th gate, HaKoil Kulam, the one that puts it all together. That all this separation, you realize that's all a basic underlying unity. The famous 49 gates of understanding, says Rav Yitzchok Kazichover, is Keneged the Menorah. 42 is the path of revelation. There are 7 which are the 7 days of the week. We're going to soon see how the 7 days are. We say it's fantastic how the 7 days are. And then there is an underlying unity because all of this is made of one piece of metal. That even though it appears separate, you have bowls and you have cups and you have candles and you have flowers. Those are details, but it's all part of one. There is a unity. That underlying unity, Shara Hamishim. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't understand the menorah. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu only got 49 gates of understanding. How everything becomes one. Rosh of Toivloyu, Tzadik Veralo, meaning how everything connects to one. He didn't understand. That's why he couldn't understand how the menorah is one thing only. Now he's going to say, but 1 second. Bamidbar has 17 words, right? What are these 17? So says he, Venucha loymar, she zain tevo shel posuk yishel bamid venega or shel menorah. The light of the menorah is the 17. Kmo shenema vayar loyki mesaor ki toiv. The word toiv is 17. Vechen v'moish v'erek toiv umlam shel balayim kroira. V'sach hakol, so if you add 17 and 42, right? 17 and 42 is the gematria of Bina. Okay? Bezer shenemar Pesach dvarecha Bina, right? Is 12, right? 12, 17, altogether is 67. So the 67, which is the 67, we're going to soon see, that is the idea of Bina. So the idea is 67, not really 67, really 68, but the idea is, says the Groh, if you add the 17 that we just spoke to the 42, right? If you add the 17 to the 50, right? It's altogether 67. So just add, right? There is 42 plus 7 is 49, plus the Gufa Menorah is 50, plus 17 is 67. 67 is Gematria of Bina. Base Yud Nun Hey, also 67. And that's why Pesach Dvarecha Yori Mevin Psoim. So the Mevin, the Bina, is this. 42 plus 7 plus the Menorah plus the 17, 67 Bina. Vechen Besoifi Hey Sforim. If you look at the end of the Chamisha Sforim, the five Chumashim, you look at that in the end, the last pasuk of Bereishis has 11 words. The last word of Shmois has 16. The Vayikra, 12. Bamidbar, 16. And the last pasuk of Devarim, 12, also 67, Kiminyan Bina. And the question is, what does that mean? So look at how the structure of the menorah is. The menorah is 67, which is keneged, which is the numerical value of the word Bina. Bina is also 67. And how do you structure the 67, right? 67 like this, seven branches of the menorah, which is, I just told you, seven branches of the menorah, the seven words of the first pasuk in Bereishis. The structure of the menorah, it's 42, right? The cups and the flowers and etc. Those are the beginning of all the other chumashim, except Bamidbar. Bamidbar is 17, which is keneged the concept of light, because light is 17. We have to understand what it means. And the menorah together, the fact that it's made of one material, makes it 67. What does this all mean? And Rabbi said, this is one of the most important and foundational ideas that we have, that we've learned till now. So let's go and see what does it all mean. So let's go up. Says the Gro here. Naderes Elio de Gro explains the following. Ubechamisha psukim sheroshi asforim ishbeim reid. Okay, vatevois, the words of the first five psukim of the Chumashim is 67 in Beishel Bereishis. You count the base of Bereishis as a word because there are 66 words plus the base of Bereishis. That makes it seven, right? We know that with the first Pasuk, Bereishis Bor Elokim es Hashamayim ves Haaretz is six plus the base of Bereishis is seven. Shukoilal is Kiminyan Bina, is the word Bina, right? Ve'yadua Shamanoira Unun Shari Bina, the 50 gates of understanding of Bina, which is 67, is the menorah. Velachainaya be menorah, it goes continuous. 22 gvim, 11, 22 cups, 11 balls, 9 flowers, harei membeis, kedegesha membeis, veshiva kanim, and there were 7 branches, the 49 gates of understanding. Veguf shala menorah, so the Gros says that clearly in the Deres Elio, usharnum, and the menorah itself is the 50th gate. Now look at this. And then there are more 17 things. What are the 17? We connect the Ashiva Neris on the 7 branches. There was the part of lighting. There were 7 candles that you brought the fire, the candles. 5 Malkochea, 5 things. We know that there were 4 parts of the menorah, the Menorah says, to bring the wicks and etc. The 5 Malkochea, there are 5 little instruments to clean the menorah. 5 to light, 5 to clean, and the light themselves altogether 17, which is the ore we spoke before. So comes out the 17 is not only the word light, but how you bring about the light is also 17. Why bring about the light is 17? You have 5 little instruments to clean, 5 little instruments to light, plus the 7 actual candles. Right? 7 candles plus the 10 is 17. And that's Kiminyan Toif. What does this mean? So says Rabbi Yitzchok Kaizik Hover, Ubehem Samir Zayin Teves, we just spoke about it, there are 67 words in the beginning of the Chumashim, which is 66 words, right? There are 66 words and the base of Bereishis, right? Because the base of Bereishis, we know that includes everything. There are 67 from Bina. Bina is the understanding. What is the understanding? We Chazal explain, what's the difference between the Chochm and Bina? Chochmah is knowledge, is wisdom. Bina is understanding, is developing wisdom, is taking one idea into something else. It's called Dovar Mitoich Dovar, one thing to the next. We spoke about it, right? This is the Aleph. Remember the Shem Shamayim, which relates to Bina, or to understanding. We spoke is the name of Shem Shamayim, Yud Kei Vav Kei, spelling the Vav of connection with an Aleph, which is taking a Yud, the Vav spelling with an Aleph, and the Aleph is taking one Yud, and the next Yud is creating, is developing. That's why the name individually of Bina is called Eke Asher Eke. I will be who I will be. God says, I am, and I'm going to develop, create a process. It's the beginning of process. It's called understanding. It's called the process of development, of allowing wisdom to be developed, creating something to allow to be developed. This is the menorah. So he says, why is the menorah? That's why that's the word bina, which is 67, which is, I told you, 63, which is the yudke vovke, as I told you, with the spelling of aleph, plus the four letters of eke, right? This is altogether 67. But look what he says. Shemisham nat na toira. Toira comes from bina. It's connected the first hey. That's why the first chamashim. The first hey is the idea of developing, of creating, taking the yud and creating a process. That's the hey. The yud is far away from the dalet. Now he says, soid hey dashish. That's why the Torah was given yom hashishi. That's why the chamishim shari bina, the five gates of understanding, is bina. Bina is understanding, right? It's the understanding is all the forms of the process of understanding. Vem nun share bina. These are the 50 gates of understanding. Vem kenega da menorah. The understanding of life is the menorah. Kmo shekosa b'makomach v'sharabin b'likutim. Like the Gross says, we saw before, 22 gvim, seven kind of tarara, shamin base, seven eros is memtea share bina, gufa menorah, nun. Okay. Now, vihu. Now he's going to explain this idea. And Rabbi said, this is an amazing idea, he's going to say. Ki a menorah mibutzina de kardonaisa. You know what it is? The menorah is a light of darkness. Butzina de kardonaisa. It's called the light of darkness. Kardonaisa is the word kardu. Kardu, Chazal say, right? The Gemara says, is something very hard. Ararat, meaning you know that the mountains, we have these deep mountains, are called Hari Kardu. Kardu is something, is like a rock. It's a very, very strong light. In Chazal, it's called the light of darkness. Chazal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, was all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created room and darkness for us to bring light. Look at the menorah. The menorah is something very fascinating because what the menorah is all about. Yes, Rabbi Chon is saying, we know chite de kur de naisa is the chite, that's what everybody brings, and I'll show you right afterwards, is the something which is very hard. So kardu, that's called butzina de kardu naisa. And you look at why is that the case, right? Because you're talking about the menorah. The menorah is bringing light to the world, which is human light. So it's the concept that God creates a world, which there is God hides himself and allows to a process of development, of evolution. That's why it's eke asher eke. I will be who I will be. Meaning I will show myself in different ways, in different forms, is the creation of understanding. Wisdom in itself is light. Understanding is that you go step by step into wisdom. You create darkness to allow us to bring the light. That's exactly the menorah. The menorah is human-made light to bring the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to this world. And that's why the menorah is the 50 gates of understanding. See, the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a vacuum. The vacuum is that knowledge, wisdom became hidden, became a light of darkness. And we have to reveal the wisdom through understanding. You realize the bina is the concept of understanding, of revealing the light, which is dark. And this is the ultimate greatness and the chesed of Hashem, that he created the world, that we have room to shine. I mentioned so many times, right, that our name, it's given because there is desolation in the world. Chazal say, the Gemara in Brachos, that we, how do we know that Shmo Gorim? How do we know that the name of a person has a meaning? So Chazal learned from Apostle in Tehillim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is great, Asher Sam Shamaduchu Chazu Mifalo Yisalikim. Look at the greatness of Hashem, Asher Sam Shamu Yisparet, because God created desolation in the world. And Chazal, our sages couldn't understand what God is great because he created desolation. So Chazal say, don't read Shamois Baret, don't read desolation. Change the punctuation to Shemois. God is great because he created names in the world. And the obvious question is, because you have a problem, you change it into names. I mean, you just change the punctuation. But the answer is very simple. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is great because he created desolation. Now, what's unique about desolation? Because by creating desolation, he gave us an ability to have a name. Our name is that we are able to reveal the light. That's the menorah. The menorah is God created a path of wisdom, right? And the path of wisdom is the window of darkness, as we've been speaking about so many times. And this is now, and so this is the concept of the world of the path of wisdom. So that's why the menorah, the structure of the menorah, is 42, which is the path of wisdom. Now, how this wisdom, Vakudosh Baruch Hu, creates a process, those are the seven. The seven are the 7 days of the week, which we know are the concept of the seven, which are the seven chumashim. Seven always relates to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, to something called the midas and the, what we always call, the virtues and the traits of Hashem, starting from chesed all the way to malchus. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu created a path of wisdom in which he created the midas. The midas are how Hakadosh Baruch Hu expresses himself in the world, and we, by using that, reveal wisdom in the world. So, explains him. Now, let's talk for a second. So, therefore, he says the idea, a menorah butzuna de kardonaisa, the light of darkness is the menorah. The God is beyond the misham, idini misor, vu menorah shaleh, sheira lemoisha, rosh shem arish, shem machron, shem in base. Yura is the shem in base, is ana bekoach. The first word is ana, is an aleph, and the last one is shavoseinu, kabel, ushmat, sakoseinu, is this, lershin. That's the ish. That's the fire of the menorah. That's why he says, that's why it's ish la menorah. V'gimatresh lachen menorah hu ha-toirah kwa shekotu lachim shema nisam b'idah. That's Torah. Torah is the ability to bring light to a world of darkness. That's why Torah is the concept of the menorah, right? But now, so that's the menorah. The structure of the menorah is very simple. The structure of the menorah is the following. The structure of the menorah is the 42 paths of wisdom, right? And then you have the seven branches, because the path of wisdom divided into seven path of branches. Those are the 7 days of the week, the seven chumashim. That's always the concept of seven, as we spoke now. And then there is one gate of understanding that puts it all together. That all together is a shara chamishim, that in the world you realize that all this path of understanding, this multiple understanding, this process is all one. Is something called consilience. In this world, we cannot appreciate the one. This is lost love. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu himself could not appreciate. This is the light of darkness, the representation of the menorah, which allows us to bring and to reveal the light. Now, we don't bring light, we reveal the light. We prepare the world to be able to reveal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why the Reb Chaim says in the menorah, there is no mitzvah ever to light the menorah. We enable the vessel to reveal the light. That's why bringing the light is not a service. The service is preparing the menorah, the vessels, to allow it to shine the light. Because in this world, God is here. We need to reveal God from here. We don't need to bring God to here. The transcendence and eminence, it's here. It just needs to be revealed. The light of darkness, we are able to make the light of darkness into the light of light. And therefore, the light that you bring to menorah, that's not bringing the service. Now, why a Kohen does that? Because the Kohen, as we spoke so many times, is the one that connects. That's what we saw last week. Birkas Kohanim, the 42 that we spoke so many times, that the Kohen does, he connects God. He's the form of connection. So he is the ultimate representative of Torah. Kisif se Kohen Ishmeru Das. And the reason why a Kohen, Michael Burstyn asked, right, why a Kohen? The Kohen had what the Chofetz Chaim said, because we wanted the world of separateness. We brought the eagle, we brought the golden calf. The golden calf said that we want a world with an intermediary. We want God not to be imminent in this world. We wanted God to come and to have something in between. The people who went against it was only Shevet Levi, and Aaron HaKohen is the ultimate Baal Tshuva that he brought with his actions to fix the Chet HaEgel. The fixing of the Chet HaEgel is turning the world into a menorah. The menorah is that with the light, we reveal the light from here. Now, this is the structure of the Torah, is this. But what's the 17 of Sefer Bamidbar? He says, so shleash l'cheshbun bina, shu nun im guf ha-menorah, to create the word bina, which is 67, 50 is the menorah, it's missing 17. If you look at the candles, not the branches, but the candles, the light itself, the candles and the little instruments to clean it up and to light it. Machtoseya or Malkacheya, right? They want to clean it and they want to put to take the wick out, right? The tools of cleaning, of preparation, the tools are 17. 17 lights, 7 lights, 5 and 5. So he says, look at what he explains. Meaning we know that they are separate. They are vessels and instruments of the menorah, but they're not part of the menorah. This is taking the concept of being, of understanding of the menorah, and to apply it, to make it real. That's das. We all know that bina is developing a thought process, it's understanding. Das is connecting that understanding to reality, making it real. So making it, you're preparing the menorah. But to make it real preparation, you need vessels to do it. There's 17 vessels. That's why he says, we saw in the Torah, the 17 is toif. That's what makes it really good. That's what makes it toif. Rashi says, Rosh HaBikyum is something that lasts forever. So that is, so he explains, das. This is something called das, and the Shem Aleph Hei Vav Hei. Aleph, Hei, Vav, Hei is 6, 11, 16, and the Shem together 17. That's Ein, Bin, and Das. Now, explains here, V'hu Shem, Beko, Hashem, Tzur, Elomim. When we say the Pasuk, Beko, Hashem, Tzur, Elomim, in Beis, Yud, Hei, God created worlds. The creation of the world is Beis, Yud, and Hei. Realize, right? Bei, Beko, Hashem, Tzur, Elomim. So he says, Beis, Yud, and Hei. You see, what's the gematria of Beko, Hashem, Tzur, Elomim? Is 17, right? And he says something very interesting. That's why Beko is Beis, 2, and Hei. Right? There's Beis and the Hei, and they are separate, and there is a Yud connection. So Beko, Hashem, Tzur, Elomim is the actual lighting of the menorah. So that's why the preparation is done 2 and 5 separate, because Beko, Hashem, Tzur, Elomim is Beis and Hei separate. We'll soon see why. And that's based v'heishe Shem Anal v'ayud hei malkocheya v'hei machtoseya hei ches v'uris ches chasodi v'his v'uris. So says him something fascinating. The word beko Hashem tzur elomim. So the structure of understanding is the menorah. 42 + 7 + 1. That's the gates of understanding, right? The distance is 42. The 42 become real through 7, which are the 7 branches of the menorah, the 7 days of the week, 7 moshav, etc. And somebody puts it together. But to make it real, to make it happen, to take understanding into world of practice is das, you need 17. 2, 10, and 5, which is the actual preparation of the neiros, which is done 2 and 5 separate. Why 2 and 5 separate? And what does the yud mean? So for this, I'm sorry that we're going a little longer, but it's such an important thing. I just want to go with you what the Isaacover explains in the Afiki Maim, the Afiki Yam. The Afiki Yam, he says, Omar of you the Shneri Kimem. You realize that this idea of 2 and 7, it's by the heavens, right? Review the whole, there are 2 rekim, and Rish Lakish holds there are 7 rekim, right? So he explains, the Gro explains that there's no machloikis, how many heavens there are, 2 or 7. Rak Shabuda Khoshav Helevad Ubeis Levad. Rabuda looks and says, okay, there are 7, but there are 2 and 5. The same like the menorah. So the same menorah that you have here, Rav Yehuda says the heavens, we know there are 7 heavens. And that's what the Gemara says. Rish Lakish says there are 7 heavens. Rav Yehuda says, no, there are 2. Says the Gemara, he's not arguing. He's only saying that the 7, don't look at 7 as a unit. The unit of 7 is always divided into 2 and 1, into 2 and 5. That's what he says. Always have to divide between 5 and 2. They are Shmei Shamayim, and they are the lower Shamayim. If you look individually at the 7, but as a unit, they're 2 and 5. Okay, now look at explains. Okay. He says the following: the reason why you split 5 and 2 is because if you look in the midas of Hashem, there is Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, and Hoyt, right? Which are the 5, and those 5 are really one unit. And how HaKadosh Baruch Hu presents himself to the world. And then you have 2 midas, which is called Hoyt, which is called Yesoid and Malchus. And Yesoid and Malchus are different. You look at the days of the week, right? You have 5 days of the week: Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Regular days of the week, separate Avodah. But then there is Erev Shabbos and Shabbos. Erev Shabbos and Shabbos are unique on themselves. Shabbos puts all the days of the week together. It puts it together. It unites all of them, right? It makes it one. And Erev Shabbos takes Shabbos into the week. We know that Erev Shabbos is unique because Shabbos, you have to start beforehand. On Erev Shabbos, you go out to receive Shabbos. We know that, my son will be showing, we know that L'chadoidi, we go from the Omud, we go to the Bima, right? Why do you go off from the Bima? And the reason is because the Gemara in Shabbos, and you know the Rambam says that on Erev Shabbos, you have to go out. People used to go out to the mountains to receive Shabbos. Erev Shabbos receives Shabbos. Erev Shabbos is v'chinu v'haya b'yom ha'shishi v'chinu Shabbos. It's the day that you prepare for Shabbos. So Friday and Shabbos are the ideas of putting the week into a holiness and into a unit together. That's why, says the Gro, always you have 5 and 2 separate. Because in the midas of Hashem is called Yesoid, which is called Ateres HaYesoid and Malchus. Malchus and Yesoid, there are 2 midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Their concept is uniting the world and connecting to above, which is Erev Shabbos and Shabbos. Therefore, the Neiros have to be separate. You have always to separate. That's why, Ki Beko Hashem Tzur Elomim, base and hey. And the Yud is the concept of Kedusha, right? All the concept of Yud is the concept of Kedusha. So the way to connect the 5 days of the week to the 2 days of Shabbos is the concept of 10, which is the Kedusha in Olam Hazeh. And those are the 17 of Torah. If you want to bring light to the world, how do you bring light to the world? Okay, you have Torah. You have Torah and it's Givaldic, and those are the 50 gates of understanding. How you take the days of understanding into Das, connecting to the world, connecting Hashem to here, is taking this of Torah, of allowing the 5 days of the week to be connected to Shabbos, to make Shabbos as part of the days of the weeks. And that's bringing Kedusha, which is the Yud. So the 17 is the light of the world, allowing the menorah to bring light. Therefore, Rabbi Yisai, the Hatovas HaNeiros has to be divided between 5 and 2. And the way to do it is the following. You start with 5, but the 5 has to be informed by 2. That's why in the Pasuk is Bekosh, and the 2 comes before the 7, the 5. Because Shabbos has 2 aspects to it. Shabbos in itself receives from the week because it unites, it gives form, it takes the week into a higher level, but only illuminates the week also. So it has the both. So the avodah is that you are made, if you prepare, you clean 5 candles. And then you go out and you do an avodah. You do avodah of either the Korban HaTomid or the Ketores, which is the Kesher HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the Yud. And then you could connect this to the last candles. That's why the Ritva understood that these 2 candles have to be the candles that never go off. Is the Rabarovi. He realized is the one is the Mizrahi, one is the Eastern candle that makes the Western candle into the candle, which is Friday that makes the Shabbos into Shabbos. And the whole idea of separating the 5 and 2 has to be the Rabarovi. He says, has to be the Western candle. Otherwise, 5 and 2, the Rambam holds no. You don't need the Ramarovi. The idea is to create 5 and 2. And Rabbi said, this is the action in the Azorah. If you want to create fire into the Azorah, is to realize that our preparation in this world is connecting the 5 to the 2. You realize that this is Sefer Bamidbar. Bamidbar is, half of Bamidbar is the beginning of Jews going into Eretz Yisrael and a downfall after downfall. You realize that after Parshas Baloischa, we go downhill. We have Parshas Shlach, and then you have Chukah. You have one thing, Korach. Every sort of the Jews comes here because this is the time when the Jews start going to Eretz Yisrael. They start divorcing themselves from the world spiritual to the world of physical. But Midbar is that connecting point. But Midbar represents the 17, which is connecting the base and the hay through the world of Yud, which is the spiritual. This is Lehar. That's why this separation is what brought the world Lehargish. You know, the Lehargish is Azora. Chazal say Lehargish not only to make noise. In to make noise in the Azora should have been Leharish. Lehargish is to feel, is experience. You know, when the woman has her period, her body trembles. The trembling of the body is called Hargosho. Lehargish es Azora, separating the five and the two with Damatomi Doctores, that what gave the Azora the trembling, the feeling, the experience, to realize that our lives here are connecting the 5 days of the week to Erev Shabbos and Shabbos. That's why bringing Erev Shabbos and Shabbos into the week, that's what Kedusha is all about. Those are the 17, and that's the light of the menorah. So the menorah represents the plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the plan of human light, not to bring light, but to reveal light, to enable the vessel to shine. How do we do that? HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a structure. He created a process of development, which is the structure of the menorah. He created actual 7 steps, 7 days, which are the 7 branches of the menorah, and he created a unity. So that's the structure. How do you actually take this understanding and bring to the world of real? Is taking the world of the 5 days of the week and connecting to Erev Shabbos and Shabbos. This is like Bishama would leave every day Lichvoy Shabbos, and Beisilo held Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, you do it. And if you found something else, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every day is Lichvoy Shabbos. I don't have to prepare Lichvoy Shabbos. This is life. To bring Kedusha to the world. If you do that, the Avodas Beis Hamikdash is not just service, it's a felt service. And that's Ki Beko Hashem Tzur Elomim. Beko is the 17, and 17 is the Eichal Kitoiv. And look at the Gross says, I'm just going to show you what he says. V'chen hu b'chol dover b'shever necholu is asheva tachtoin es dechron g'echad. You should know that in every system, okay, and that's fascinating, boy. So I'm going to show you. Always in every system, the last 2 or 5 always connect, right? Becholus livnas v'safir in the cholus, in the gates of, in the palaces of Hashem, 2 of them connect. In the spheres, with the spheres also connect. Shevim yeshavu in Shabbos, also erev Shabbos nichlol kechada, also erev Shabbos like Shabbos. That's why the boy say, if you look at it, the 2 last sforim, Breishis, Shmois, Vaikra, and the first part of Bamidbar, they are different Chumashim. The second, the last part of the Chumashim, which is the end of Bamidbar, and Dvorim are super connected, right? Because it's Boi Horetz. It's when people are traveling ready to enter Eretz Yisrael. They go into Korach, into Shlach, all this coming into Eretz Yisrael. This is Vayibin Soyahoran. Always the 2 of the 7 are connected. That's why I state in Gemara that the 2 Rekim, the 2 bottom Rekim are connected. That's why the last 2 Chumoshim are connected. Haraya, that we know the Sifrei, the Medrash, right? Look at the Medrash. We have 1 Medrash for Shmois. We have 1 Medrash for Ikra, which is called Sifra. Mechilta is the Medrash of Shmois. We have Sifro, the Medrash of Ikra, and by Midbar, Dvorim share. It's called Sifrei. Why it's Sifrei? But not only that, I mentioned to you Rav David Tzvi Hoffman. Rav David Tzvi Hoffman says, our Medrash is very funny. If you look at Vayikra, Shmois, right, Michilta, is Michilta Rabbi Shmuel, comes from the school of Rabbi Shmuel. Sifro comes from the school of Rabbi Akiva. Sifrei is a mixture between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel together. Right? And we know that Moshe Kapel, which has, he's a great linguist, he is the top statistical linguistic probably in the world, right? He even works with the FBI. So he did language pattern recognition. And the computer itself, when you go and you feed the computer, Michilte will tell you, this is Rabbi Shmuel. When you feed Sifra, and he takes all the Rebbe Kiva, says this Rebbe Kiva. When he actually went and analyzed Sifrei, it says indeterminate, because always the two are together. They are create a unity. It's the unity, is the concept of consilience that is Shabbos and Erev Shabbos. That's why Shabbos and Erev Shabbos is the kedusha of the world, is Beko Hashem Tzur Elomim. Our avoid is connecting Shabbos and Erev Shabbos to everything, the last two spheres to the first two spheres, the bottom Rekim to the top Rekim. And this is exactly the avoid of the lighting of the menorah. So the lighting of the menorah, not the lighting, but the preparation in itself, bringing it to reality, taking the concept of the menorah into practice, there are 17 vessels, right? Seven branches plus the five cleaning ones and the five ones taking the psilas. So the HaKadosh Baruch Hu did allow us that this is Bina. This is what's called Bina. Understanding is the process of the menorah, that we actually have bring light to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the pasuk tells you that's what we said, Reb Chaim, we don't bring light. We just prepare the vessels to reveal the light, to receive the light, because the light is there. This is called the light of darkness. We have to just take away the darkness from the light, remove the darkness. That's why this is called Bina. This is called understanding. The process of developing understanding to reach the ultimate wisdom, to reach the Chokhmah. That's why, by the way, if you look at the Likutei Agro, the lighting and preparing is actually pouring oil, because Shemen is always connected to Chokhmah. So in life, to reveal the light is pouring Shemen, connecting, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is already there. The gates of understanding of Bina, which is 67, is the 42 process, right? The process, the distance, which is the two ekes. The two ekes become a reality into the seven branches, into the 7 days of the week. The structure of seven with a unity, 50. And the process of revealing the light is Or Kitoiv, it's 17, which is connecting the two to the five. That's why we break the two separately. And that's why these two, the Ritva understands, is the concept of the Ner Amarovi, the Ner that never goes out. That the Ner of eternity, of Ichud, of Shabbos, and Erev Shabbos. These two is the message of the world. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu indeed allow us to experience that, which is an amazing experience that we all can participate.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.